Welcome back to another episode of Footy Talks, and today we'll be reviewing the Champions League matches. So let's get straight into it. So I think Manchester City is doing good with Haaland. Haaland's been doing very well. He's been proving everyone wrong, pretty much. Talking about he wasn't going to be able to, being able to engage in goals this season and not get used to where he's playing, you know, like new club, new him type stuff. And they were saying that he wasn't going to be able to score goals, new habit, he has to get used to it, it's going to take him a while. But it really didn't take him a while. It just took him at least like 2 games, and there he was ready to perform, to show them what he can do, and he was ready to start doing goals. He was like, it's just like another league to him, you know? And I think the Premier League fits him very well. Like, I think it fits him well, because I feel like he's a very aggressive and like physical striker, you know? And that's what Premier League is really all about. Physical and just like strong, like pretty much that's what they're about. And Haaland has everything you look in the striker. When you defend against him, you gotta put all your physical in him. You gotta push him off the ball. You gotta do everything you can to get him off the ball. But if you can't, you gotta keep trying, because that man is a machine. He does not stop scoring goals. And when he was playing against Dortmund, bro, that goal he scored, it was like a side heel. Oh my gosh, bro. I've never seen a goal like that before. Like, I was like, what? I thought he missed it, to be honest with you. Because it looked like it didn't go in, but then it did go in. But then when it was like by the side here, and I saw it click, and I was like, oh my God, it went in. And it did go in. And I was just shook. Like, what do I say? This man is just not going to stop scoring goals. And by the end of the season, he's going to win the Premier League. I just bet that. It's guaranteed to Manchester City. Unless Liverpool end up stepping up, well, it's guaranteed to Man City right now. And Manchester United, yeah, they're not in the Champions League, so we don't count them. And Liverpool, doing good so far, not really. They're like in the end, they're like doing good. They're like in the middle. They can do good and bad at the same time, you know? But hopefully they get back in form, how they were doing last season. I want them to do good, honestly. Honestly, want them to beat Manchester City and Real Madrid. And don't really got much to say about Liverpool right now. Real Madrid, they're a solid team. They're like, I ain't even gonna hold you back. Real Madrid is a good team. They're mostly guaranteed to win La Liga and probably a Champions League if they're able to just keep in form how they played last season. Bro, if they win a second Champions League in a row, bro, at this point, I'm gonna stop watching, bro. Like, someone has to stop Real Madrid, because Real Madrid is good. They're playing like they got no other competition. They're literally just destroying every team in their way. And that's just all they're doing. Like, it's easy for them to destroy. They're a good team. They're at least the top five. They come in first. Barcelona second. I don't even want to hold you back. But Real Madrid has a solid team, solid squad. They are good. They play very well. But I'm just saying, if Benzema wasn't in Real Madrid, they wouldn't be anything. But that's just what I'm saying. But Real Madrid is a good team. They're just good. I don't know what else to say. But Liverpool, bro, Darwin Nunez, though, I forgot to talk about that. Darwin Nunez been selling, bro. Why would y'all even sign him? It's kind of disappointing. You guys could have bought a whole different striker besides him. Or just, like, buy someone younger or better. I mean, he is young, but, like, someone better. But it might take some getting used to, but I don't know, because Darwin Nunez, I don't know. I see him play practice on the Uruguay squad. Bro, his shooting is not it, and that's the fact that he's a striker. Like, heck nah, we're not doing that, bro. And if he's gonna be missing shots like that in the Premier League, bro, there's no place. He should just go back to his old club, Benfica, because there's no way he'll be performing like that. Because Liverpool is one of the like top five at least big clubs out there, and for him to be performing in a club like that, that big, I don't know if I would accept it. But yeah, Chelsea, bro, I don't even know where to start with Chelsea, bro. The question is, why would they sack Tuchel? Because, like, let's be honest, Tuchel is not a bad manager. He managed to pull them off to a Champions League final and win the Champions League final with them. And he's able to do all that with Chelsea. He was able to do, like, win titles with them. Even though, like, Champions League was one of the main targets for Tuchel. But for them just to sack him after that once bad start, like, bro, just give him a little bit time more. Because he has a whole new brand squad, too. A brand new squad. He has to get them used to the new formation and everything, under new management and everything. And they're just going to sack him right after, like, another loss. I mean, this season is starting off bad. Like, let's just be honest. This season was starting off, it is still kind of, but it was starting off bad. Nothing good. No scoring. No winning, not even draws. Probably some draws, but not that lot. And always losing. that's what I'm saying. They should give him another chance instead of signing a manager right after. Because look, Tuchel has a lot of things he can accomplish. He can still accomplish things with this Chelsea. Even if it seems like he can't, he still can. He's able to accomplish way more things than probably that manager they have right now. And for sure, I just know that Tuchel would have been good right now because he literally bought auto players. And he just needs them to get used to the way he's playing them. And once he has them getting used to it, it's done. You know, like, he's complete with his squad. And he just needs to start winning games and getting used to the way they play. It's a new play style for them. New teammates, new chemistry to build up with them. And I just feel they should have waited still. Like, at least give him, like, at least four more games to, like, redeem himself. But they're just going to stack him like that? Nah. I don't know where he's going, bro. But I wish him the best. But Chelsea, I don't think they're going to win anything this season. Not even make it out the group stage. And if they do, and if they manage to go to the semifinals somehow, I will stop talking about Chelsea. But I don't think Chelsea's going to win anything this season. They're going to end up trophyless. They're going to win no trophies this season, nothing. They may place top 3, 4 for something. I don't know, but I don't think so. And yeah, that's really Chelsea. That's up to Chelsea to either start playing well or just keep playing the way they're playing. Dortmund, bro. Dortmund is a good squad. Has a good squad. Bellingham, I swear. Supposedly they're talking about Bellingham going to Liverpool, but I don't believe that. But Dortmund can do good. It's just like, no, they have a good squad. They have a solid squad. And like, they got some young, old players in there, but they're still doing good Champions League. But I feel like it's a little bit more time for them to start spending a little bit money to get some good players, some new players that will actually help him build up the squad. And this, all they really need, I feel like they mostly need a striker, but they already got a striker, but, you know, striker's out for a little bit right now. But, yeah. Then, how you call it? And then there's Barcelona. I think Barcelona's going to be doing good in this Champions League. I ain't even going to hold you back. Barcelona's definitely going to be doing good. And it just depends on them, on the way how they play. I honestly think Barcelona's going to do good for sure. But it's just like, one loss from Bayern Munich, obviously. I thought Barcelona was going to win, but it's okay. You know, it is what it is. But I'm hoping that if we ever face Bayern again, we're going to actually beat them this time. I mean, we lost 2-0, but still, I want to end up beating Bayern Munich because we can't keep losing every game against Bayern. Like, every single game we have played, we have lost against them. But I honestly think that Barcelona can actually manage to win the Champions League or at least get to the semi or at least final. Because I know they have what it takes to win. And they, since they got Xavi in there now, they definitely can win a Champions League title with him. And it just got, either it can be this season or next season, but I don't know. I definitely can see a Champions League won by Xavi, you know? And it would be nice to see them win. But I feel like they can win La Liga too and Champions League together. I feel like they can win that, but it just depends on how they play, like I said. But Bayern Munich has what it takes to. They also have what it takes to win the Champions League. They're playing very well so far, and I kind of want to see Bayern Munich versus, how you call it, Man City? Yeah, Manchester City. I want to see Manchester City against Dortmund. No, Bayern Munich. Yeah, Bayern Munich. Because I feel like it would be a good matchup. And Bayern and Manchester City are somewhat aggressive. I mean, Bayern definitely aggressive. But Manchester City, they can be like a possess. Like, they can do anything. Mostly anything. But yeah, I want to see them play. But Bayern Munich can definitely tear it up in the Champions League. They can definitely show what they're made of again. And I feel like they have what it takes to win this Champions League again. I feel like if Barcelona don't win it, they can win the Champions League for a fact. Or if not, Real Madrid. But honestly, I don't want Real Madrid to win this. I want them to lose at least this time. Give it a chance, you know. But Tottenham has also been doing good in Champions League so far. Son has been on fire so far. I'm like, bro, what? And then Richarlison scored like 2 goals, I think. 2 or 3 goals. I don't even remember. But they got a solid squad right now. They're doing good so far. I'm just hoping they make it out. Because they're actually doing pretty good. And I want to see if they're able to match up against Man City. Or no, Tottenham against Bayern again. Because if they do, either Bayern wins again and leaves them 7-0. Or no, it was like 7-2, I think. But either Bayern scores, or no, either Bayern wins, or Tottenham actually wins the time. But I don't know. It just depends if they make it out. But yeah, then PSG is also in the Champions League still. I'm kind of not surprised that PSG is still in it. But I'm just like, they got a lot of players, a lot of new players, and they still can't win the Champions League. Like, it does not take that long to win, you know. Like, they have a good, they got good players. They got Messi, Mbappe, Neymar, Sergio Ramos. They got Hakimi, Donnarumma, and they got a lot of good players. Like, they just got a lot of young and some quality players they got, and they still can't win games. And like, they can win games, but it's not like that. But now they're doing better than what they were doing last season, even though they won. But still, Neymar has been on fire so far, and I'm just surprised, low key. Like, I kind of want to see PSG win a Champions League, but then I don't. But I kind of want to see Barcelona versus PSG again. I want that rematch again. And I'm just hoping that Barcelona, PSG, Tottenham, and Ajax, who else? Porto will probably make it, Benfica, and then Napoli, right? Napoli's, I don't know how you say his name, that one winger. He's a left wing, I think. But he is on fire. He was out there destroying Liverpool like nothing, bro. He was destroying their defense, making them look bad. He was running in and out, zigzagging through his defense, and bro, he scored goals like, oh my God. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he was signed by Liverpool next season or this season. Bro, what? He even went by Virgil van Dijk, bro. The biggest and quote-unquote strongest defense in the Premier League. And that's talent right there, bro. I'm surprised he went through all that. And I kind of see what Napoli have to give in this Champions League. They look like they have a lot to give right now, especially with that new talent they got. It's giving a lot. They're going to give a lot for sure. They're going to give everything they have. And, yeah, he's very good for... I think he's young too. He's like 22, 23. He's young too. So like, that's even better. Like, bro, he's gonna be playing. He's gonna be on fire. And there's definitely clubs out there looking for a winger that definitely need a player like that. Like, probably Liverpool could have a player like that. Not Manchester City, because they have enough players. Probably Man United, Man City. No, not Man City. Man United or Tottenham. But Tottenham have really good players. But there's definitely clubs that are interested in him, and he's been doing good so far. I've been seeing the highlights of him playing in the CDA, but he's been doing good so far. And yeah, but he's been on fire. I saw him play against Liverpool. Oh my God, bro, he was destroying them up. Like, bro, he was playing against them like nothing. Like, it was his light work. Like, I'm just surprised. But Liverpool better hop back, bro. Like, I'm just saying that Liverpool better get their gear back. Because if you have a defense good like that, I mean, they got a somewhat good defense. I think they do. Yeah, they got a somewhat good defense. But they should really win. Liverpool has a good team. They should win. They should be able to win. I feel like Liverpool has what it takes type stuff, you know? I feel like they do. They can definitely win for sure. Because they just got to hop back into the game. They just got to pay attention to focus for real. Like, take it serious. Because if not, they're just going to end the blast. They're going to be like the second Man United. Unless they want that, but nah. They better play good. But they better start getting their stuff together before they end up losing that Champions League spot. But they better start playing, though. And what else do we got? But this definitely can be a good Champions League. I want to see some good action. Especially in the final. I can probably predict Real Madrid. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Probably Real Madrid, Bayern. I want to see Real Madrid go Bayern in the final. That would be a good matchup for sure. Because they're both an attacking team. They play very well defensive. You know, like, they play very good overall. And it would be a good match to see. I don't want to have a boring final like last time. It was Liverpool against Real Madrid again. And supposedly, Mo Salah said, we got a score to settle. And I was like, oh my gosh. I thought they were going to win. I thought he was going to pop off. Bro, did not even pop off, bro. I watched that match just to be disappointed. And I was like, bruh. Like, make it interesting at least. Like, that goal this Liverpool, I mean, Real Madrid scored wasn't even... It was good, but, like, it could have been more. They could have, like, destroyed the defense to score that. But it was because Trent Alexander-Arnold wasn't even marking his man. And that's how they scored the goal. But I want to have a good final this year. Like, I don't want to have no boring final and just watch it. Like, dang, they won. Good job. And the game just ends 1-0. Like, score goals at least, or go to penalties at least. I don't want to watch the final just win 1-0 and be like, we played very well. Unless they play very well and they actually only managed to score one goal. I mean, I'll take it, but I just want to watch some action in the game. I want to see, like, tackling, red cards, yellow cards, and everything, you know what I mean? But I'm just hoping there's a good final this year, and yeah. Oh, yeah, also, the World Cup is not even that far off. Predictions for World Cup, I think Argentina and Mexico can make it at the group stage, for sure. I think if not, Poland gonna make it out, and Wait, no, we can save those for later. But World Cup is not that far away. I think so. I don't know, but it's not that far away for sure. But this Champions League final better be good. If not, I just wasted like a good amount of my time watching a team, two teams play off and just win 1-0. Like, bro, make it good. I'm just hoping for that. That's pretty much all I'm hoping. But yeah, thank you for listening to Footy Talks. Until next time.